The MCAT Cars Podcast, session number one. The cars section of the MCAT gives thousands of pre-meds nightmares every night. Whether you're an ESL student, lack confidence while reading, or are a slow reader like me, Jack Weston and the medical school headquarters are here to help you score higher in every section so you can be confident you're ready to get the MCAT score of your dreams. Welcome to the MCAT Cars Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, and I am so excited to be here today with you, and I am thankful that you are taking the time to listen. The MCAT Cars Podcast came about because, well, number one, I am addicted to creating podcasts for you guys, and number two, I had Jack Weston on the Pre-Med Years podcast back almost 1 year ago when, as we were releasing this, back in episode 259. You can go and listen to that at medicalschoolhq.net/259. And I had Jack Weston on the podcast because I heard from many students that his CARS prep was one of the best things out there to help them overcome their struggles with the CARS section. An ESL student, a student who just read slowly, somebody who just lacked confidence while reading. Now, when I took the MCAT many, many, many moons ago, my verbal section was the worst. Back when I took it, CARS was known as verbal reasoning, and I did pretty terribly on the CARS section. I'll call it CARS for the sake of you being here now. And I was a slow reader. And I was really bad at reading comprehension, and still kind of am. And so when I found out that there was this guy out here, there was this company out there helping students with CARS, I said, let me reach out to Jack Weston and find out from him what he's up to and see if he can share some knowledge on the podcast. And you guys loved it. You guys loved the podcast. And so I started having conversations with Jack, and I said, Jack, I'm addicted to podcasts, and students loved our episode. Let's create our own podcast together. And here we are. It's been a while in the making, but we are finally here with the first episode of the MCAT CARS Podcast. Now, you can expect to get a new episode every week where we are breaking down written content. We're breaking down words. We're breaking down sentences. This is not going to be breaking down MCAT passages every single week. We are going to go through and learn how to read the way that the MCAT wants us to read. And because I am a historically terrible reader, bad at reading comprehension, bad at reading speed, I'm going to be reading these, and Jack is going to help me think through what I am reading. And as you are listening with us, and as you are reading with us, if you care to read with us as well, you can see everything that we are reading through by going to our website at mcatcarspodcast.com. You will find that all of the mistakes that you are typically making, I'm possibly making as well. And you'll hear Jack correct me, and hopefully will help you with your scores. And remember, the MCAT, the CAR section specifically of the MCAT, preparing to do well and studying and improving your scores there will help you with every section. But I don't want to keep going on and on. I want to get into this and say hello to Jack, and we're going to talk about the MCAT CARS podcast, and we are going to go from this point forward to help you score higher on your MCAT CARS section and your MCAT in general. Let's say hi to Jack. Jack Weston, we are embarking on a new journey together, the MCAT CARS podcast. I hope you're as excited as I am.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, absolutely. I've been excited to do this with you. I know we've been talking about it for a while, and it's exciting for it to actually come alive.
I think ever since I had you on the Pre-Med Years podcast, which if you're listening to this and you don't know the Pre-Med Years, you should go listen to that one. But ever since I had you on that one, we've gotten, it seems like, great feedback from listeners. But at that time, I was like, Jack, like, you need a podcast. You need a CARS podcast. There, CARS is such a hard section for people. And podcasts are amazing. I love them, obviously. I'm addicted to them. And you have great content. Let's do a podcast. And so it took us a while to get here, but we are here to do a podcast to help students with the CARS section, to take your knowledge to help break down these passages, help students understand and comprehend and really maximize their score on the section. Before we jump into further episodes and actually breaking down passages and essays and articles and stuff, let's chit-chat a little bit about CARS, a little bit about you actually first, for somebody who hasn't listened to the episode that you were on for the pre-med years. Who is Jack Weston?
Right. So Jack Weston is a company where, a lot of people that are very interested in making the future of education better on the internet specifically. We believe online education is the wave of the future. And we currently believe that it's not as solid as it could be. I mean, it could be a lot better. And one of the things that we believe that can help students a lot is critical thinking. And that's what we really focus on right now, is how to teach critical thinking online, how to become better readers, how to become better reasoners when you reason out things. That's really our goal, is to focus on teaching students, specifically pre-medical students, how to become better critical thinkers.
How did you get into this world?
So, I was pre-med. I went down the medical path, and I just was very, very fascinated with the CARS section when I was studying for the MCAT. I did really well, but I've noticed that I had a hard time with CARS. I thought it was very, very challenging. As I was studying it, I noticed that there were patterns to how the AAMC, the people who make the test, actually come up with their questions, how they come up with their passages. And I thought, wow, let me see if I can crack this code. Let me see if I can break it down. And once I started breaking it down for myself, it became a lot easier. It became significantly easier. And, once that happened, I started telling all my friends about it, anyone that wanted to listen about it. And slowly over time, I just had a lot of different people come up to me and ask me, what do you know about this section? How did you tackle it? And it soon became a passion. And I realized that I really love teaching, and I realized that I really love technology. I really love the internet and what it brings to the table. And that's how we began. I mean, I started off just teaching one student at a time, started teaching one of my close friends' cousins. And over that, now it's been thousands of students over nearly a decade. So, it's just been a great journey, brought a lot of great team members with me, and we're developing things that I think a lot of pre-medical students love, and we love building it. We love thinking about things to build and making education better for anyone that is willing to use our material. Our number one goal is quality. We want to stay true to the MCAT, make exams, make practice passages, make things that are as identical to the AAMC, the people who make the test, as possible. Our other goals are teach anywhere, teach anytime. So whenever you're online, wherever you are, you can access our content and really benefit from it and go at your own pace. So those are our real big principles. Quality, teach anytime, teach anywhere, or learn anywhere, learn anytime. And that's what really builds Jack Weston up into something I think is very special.
That's awesome. So let's talk about CARS for a minute. So the CARS section, you guys have historically focused on CARS. I know you guys have bigger and grander visions than just CARS. But why do you think CARS is so hard for a large majority of students out there?
So the CARS section, there are really two elements to it. The first element I like to call reasoning, critical thinking, logic, right? And that's what I was talking about with the whole pattern. And over time, I feel like there's a very distinct pattern that the AAMC uses, not just for CARS, but the entire exam. And that is something I believe you can teach. I believe that it's something you can master. You can really learn. But then there's this other component to this exam, which is the stress component. So, a lot of students are stressed or pressured. It's very hard to stay emotionally stable. So I have a lot of students that come to me, and they're excellent readers. They're excellent at thinking through things. But when they're under pressure, they cave in and they can't manage the timing aspect of the test. They can't manage the pressure of it. And that kind of results in bad scores for a lot of students, especially for CARS. With other sections, with the sciences like physical or biological, typically students have more confidence with those sections because they've been studying biology, physics, chemistry, OCHEM for nearly 2-3 years, maybe even longer if you took these classes in high school as AP credit, right? So when it comes to English, you may, or just reading in general, you may not have been prepared in college. You may not have been a big reader in high school or throughout your life. And you may even be an English as a second language student. So someone who just learned English, you know, 10 to 15 years ago or 6-7 years ago. And so that really puts a dent in your confidence, the lack of experience with reading. And that lack of experience, I believe, is what results in usually a perception that the CARS section is difficult or much harder than the other sections. But in actuality, I really think it's doable. Even if English is your second language, I really, really, I mean, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think so. But, you know, we really think that you can do well. I really think you can do well. And hopefully this podcast can shed some light into what this section is all about.
I want to hear a success story. Your biggest turnaround for an ESL student, somebody who came to you saying, Jack, I can't do this. And you taught him or her your tips and tricks and skills, and they went and crushed it.
So off the top of my head, there are so many, right? So I like to point out one would be very difficult, but I can tell you that I've had many, many ESL students come to us and they're scoring around the 122. Or if you remember the old scale, the old MCAT scale, a 3 or 4, and they've jumped to a 129 on the real test, right? Wow. Or 130 on the real test, which is the equivalent of like a 12 on the old test, if you remember that scale. So, you know, that happens all the time. I just got an email yesterday, right? I think it was a score release date yesterday where I got like a bunch of emails from students and parents that said, oh, wow, you know, this changed my life, or this changed my student's life, etc. But I don't like to think that it's us, really. I just think it's more you building that confidence, you building that preparation. And that's why this is a test preparation course, right? I mean, like you have to really prepare yourself for it. So you can do it. Anyone can do it. Just because others have done it, you know, doesn't mean that you can. So I think that's a false belief as well. Just because someone else has been able to get 8 points higher or 7 points higher doesn't necessarily mean you will, right? Just because you do the same problems or same questions or same passages, you have to understand what you're doing. You have to truly put in the time to do it well. And that's what makes this test so hard is do you have it in you to do well? Do you have it in you to sit there and work hard? And if you can work hard and you're really honest with what you need to improve on, I think it's very doable. I think it's going to happen.
I had a conversation yesterday with a student who got his score back yesterday. It's funny, score release day yesterday. And he didn't do well at all. And he was like, I have to be honest with myself. There were days, there were weeks where I didn't put in enough effort. I slacked off too much and my score reflects that. So it's definitely a test that will punish you if you don't respect it, and which is where I came up with my hashtag respect the MCAT kind of slogan. It's a test that you really need to take seriously or else it will punish you.
Absolutely. And you know who doesn't take it seriously?
Who?
People who are not really meant for medicine.
Hmm.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to say, but you know, if you're really meant for this path, you will do everything and anything to get in. I've had students who took the course, who didn't do well, right? Who didn't study, but they really, really wanted it. And like they did not give up. Yeah. And they found a way. So if you don't give up and you want it for the right reasons, you don't want it just because of the prestige or, you know, the money or whatever, you really see yourself doing this for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to get there. I like to say that if I talk to someone for like 20 minutes, get a sense of who they are and how hard they work and whatnot. I like to think that I have an idea of whether or not they can get in. And I don't know if they'll do well. I mean, I have no idea if they'll do well on the MCAT, but I can tell you if you're really, really committed and you can't see yourself doing anything else, you will do well. So don't let cars or don't let this MCAT test or whatever get in your way. Okay. So, you know, that's a huge thing I like to stress.
And if you're listening to this going, well, cars is my best section, I really struggle in chem phys or biochem, the techniques and skills, I'm assuming, Jack, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but the skills and techniques that we're going to use here are going to be transferable for every section.
So, yeah. So let me actually backtrack a little bit and I'll get to that. I want to talk about a student of mine who recently signed up for my course and was going through it the first month, coming to my classes, and was not really understanding what was going on. Like they I don't want to say who it
is. On the MCAT or in your course?
In my course.
Okay.
Right? So they're studying for the MCAT using my course, and they're just not getting it. They're just not getting it, right? And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm laying out everything here, right? So it's, you know, if you read it, should be fine, right? And they just kept struggling and struggling. You could tell they were really, really trying their hardest. And as we were going through it, I realized maybe it's just the fact that they're not reading properly, right? They're just not reading at the right level. So when we were talking about this podcast like a year ago, right, I've always been thinking, what can we offer students that will benefit them in the long run, right, for every section of this test? And I think that's reading comprehension. Reading comprehension is a prerequisite to take the MCAT. So reading comprehension is just reading something and understanding what you're reading. Forget trying to think about what it means or like what how it relates to the other elements of the passage. Just purely reading for understanding. What is the meaning behind this? So yeah, that is very, very important, not just for cars, but the entire test. And I really believe that's a prerequisite to take the MCAT. It's a prerequisite to even take the course, right? If you're interested in learning how to think through it. So yes, I really believe what we're going to go over today or throughout our time together is something that will benefit you overall, not just on cars.
And let's, for somebody who is struggling with reading comprehension, I've talked to more than a few people who email me and say, Dr. Graham, struggling, Dr. Graham, struggling. And then I get an email saying, oh, now I know why I'm struggling. I was just diagnosed with dyslexia. How do learning disabilities fit in with what we're going to cover and the kind of the MCAT big picture?
So what we're going to cover is basically how to read, right? Like what is reading comprehension? What does it entail? It's not really the thinking aspect, but more just meaning aspect. And yeah, students with reading disabilities have a much harder time with this. And I think what we're going to go over will benefit them because we will break down every sentence for its meaning, for what it's trying to convey. What is it trying to present? Why did the author present this sentence? What is the author trying to do with it? And sometimes if you have a reading disability, now there are different types and different forms of it, that it becomes significantly harder to do on your own. So having a guide, having someone who can kind of walk it through with you as you do it on your own, I think is a tremendous asset. And even if you don't have a reading comprehension problem, even if, let's say, you know, you're a pretty decent reader, having this kind of mentality that we're going to go over, this kind of reading, is going to help you in the long run because you get more familiar with the way that you should be reading.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited to start covering this. So to give you listening, kind of an understanding of where we're going to go from here. We're not going to jump into here's a passage, here's a set of questions for every episode. We're literally, as Jack said, we're going to cover reading comprehension. And we actually sat down a week ago to do a little trial run, and it's me reading sentences and really trying to understand the meaning behind them so that when it comes to the questions, you kind of you have a leg up already because you've broken down the sentences, you've broken down the paragraphs, and you've broken down the meaning. And so that's what we're going to do on this podcast. For the most part, most of the episodes are going to be reading a passage, reading an article, and really breaking down sentence by sentence to make sure that you are understanding what the author is writing. And then in between some of those episodes, we will have an MCAT passage. Jack has your car's passage of the day, which is an amazing thing. I get those emails all the time. Like, here's a new email for you to practice your car's passage. And so we'll break down a passage or go through a passage and go through the questions or a couple questions from those passages. And then if you want some more in-depth stuff, obviously, Jack, you have a lot more out there to offer students if that's something that they want to dig into deeper. Anything else, Jack, before we sign off on our first episode here of the MCAT Cars podcast?
Yeah, so my best advice would be to take it slow, right? Take your time. Reading is not something you can improve on in 1 week. It takes many weeks, and it's a skill. So the more often you do it, the more focused you are on certain things, the better you're going to get at it. So if you focus on certain passages for certain articles, even if it seems like it's only one and it's not that important, it'll go a long way. So what we do is we really take our time. We're gonna break down things. And yeah, you might not see the same passage on your exam or something similar to it, but it's going to help you with your reading. And that's all you need. I mean, this is a reading test. Don't forget that. This is 70% reading and 30% content. So if you're focused on that reading, if you're better at reading, you're going to do a lot better. That's my belief. So yeah, I just take it slow, have fun with it. We're going to have hopefully different passages, different, you know, podcasts with different passage types and stuff. And hopefully you'll enjoy what we read. I think it's going to be very fun to read these sources because they come from such different ranges, and you're going to learn things as we read, right? You're going to learn about things. So enjoy that reading. I think it's the beauty of cars.
All right. So there you have it. The first ever episode of the MCAT Cars podcast. You should save this. It'll be worth some money in the future. The first of everything is always worth something, apparently. I don't know, being digital, being a podcast, I don't think it works that way. But anyway, I'm so excited to be here for you in another way. You can check out all of our podcasts at mededmedia.com. Let's talk about Jack Weston and how you can get even more help from Jack Weston. Now, one of the easiest things that you can do right now is sign up for Jack's popular Daily Cars Passages. Now, I've been getting Jack's Daily Cars Passages for about a year now, and I'm amazed with how consistent these things are coming out every time, and I'll look at them every once in a while, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing here. But they're amazing. You get a link in your email, and it takes you to his site and loads a page that looks like what you will see on your MCAT test day. So not only are you getting practice with cars and the cars section, you're also getting practice with what your test day will look like, which is the best kind of practice. And so you'll read through these passages, you'll select your answers, and you will get the practice that you need all for free every day. The Daily Cars MCAT question of the day, right to your inbox. So if you go to mcatcarspodcast.com/free question, you will get a link to subscribe to that daily MCAT Cars practice every day in your inbox. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of this first episode of the MCAT Cars podcast. I'm excited to have you here. I hope you are just excited to learn and to score higher on the MCAT. Who doesn't want to do that? Have a great week. We'll see you next time with some more MCAT Cars prep.